Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, William Harris, aka William is Bill. And we are back with another great episode of the Box Score Breakdown. Thank you guys for joining and watching. We are live on YouTube, live on X. Check us out at Ethos Fantasy NBA, at Sports Ethos. Welcome back from an amazing All-Star break. You know, the game was incredible. The multiple games during All-Star weekend. You know, they're still working things out, but it brought a lot of fun and attention to the All-Star game. The dunk contest, still a work in progress. But, you know, we had a fun time at All-Star weekend. And now we're happy to be back to some NBA basketball. And we had a great 10-game slate tonight. So let's get straight to it like it's nothing to. I see we have a question already. Pick up Precious, drop Keyshawn George. No, no, don't do that. Don't do that. And if you have an IR spot, deal with that too as well. But all right, I'll get to the rest of the questions at the end of the show. Let's get straight to it like it's nothing to it. First game, the Rockets defeated the Hornets 105-101. For the Rockets, Durant had a huge 35-point performance. He went off in the fourth quarter as well. He scored like 10 points in a row, hit the shot to help them win the game. 8 boards, 4 assists, a steal, and 3 blocks. Classic Durant. You love to see it. He was the All-Star break was much needed for Kevin Durant, so love to see that. Jabari Smith, 15-7 with a steal and a block. Tari Eason started, had 5 points and 3 steals. Terrible shooting, but 3 steals is nice. Sengun, 13.7 assists, 3 steals and a block. And Amen had 9-7 with 4 steals and a block. Off the bench, Reed Shepard with 13, a steal and 2 blocks. And that was about it. Dorian Finney-Smith is back, though, had 8-4 with a steal. For the Hornets, Brandon Miller, 17.7 assists, 4 boards, and a steal. When you see Brandon Miller with 17, LaMelo with 11, you know they're probably going to lose. They need more scoring firepower between them two. Obviously, there was no Miles Bridges, no Musa Diabate, still suspended. That was a big factor in why they lost. But like I said, LaMelo, 11-7-7. They really needed him to step up with a 30-point performance here to be able to win this game. He was not able to do it. The points have been lower this year for LaMelo, probably more than any other year in his career. But, I mean, they're still pushing along. We'll see how the Hornets continue to fare, and Miles Bridges will be back soon. But in his absence, Konkanipal, of course, 15-5 with 4 assists and a steal. Ryan Kalkbrenner started since Musa was not there, had 12-4-4 with a block. And Grant Williams started with 20 points, 9 boards. Solid game from Grant Williams right there. His best game in a long time. No one really did anything off the bench. Tijon Salah had 9 points and 2 steals, but that was about it. Next game, the Cavs defeated the Nets 112-84. For the Nets, Michael Porter Jr. was back, 14 points and a block. Noah Clowney, not much. De'Ron Sharpe, terrible game. Yegor Jeremy, 10 points, 5 boards, and a steal. Not that great either. Nolan Traore, who was killing it. Basic, kind of bad game. 8 points, 5 assists, 2 steals, but went 3-for-11. The shooting was horrible. Noah Clowney, 3-for-8. De'Ron Sharpe, 1-for-5. Yegor Jeremy, 3-for-8. And Nolan Traore, 3-for-11. Zaire Williams off the bench, 1-for-9. Drake Powell, 1-for-6. I mean, you see why it was a blowout. That is some of the worst shooting you will ever see in your life. That is horrible. Only 2 starters in double figures, 2 bench players in double figures. This was embarrassing by the Nets. Danny Wolfe had 11-7-6 with 2 blocks and a steal. Really good game off the bench. Way outperformed Noah Clowney, but it was in garbage time as well. Oche Agbaji is on the Nets, if you did not know. He had 13 points and a block. The Nets are just a S show. I'm just going to leave it at that. For the Cavs, who won, Jared Allen, 15-10 with a steal and 2 blocks. Evan Mobley, only 10 points and 9 boards and a block, but it was a blowout, so they didn't need him to do much. James Harden, 16 and 9 with 5 boards, 3 steals. Donovan Mitchell, 17, 5, 3 assists. It just shows you they didn't even have to do much. Like, Donovan Mitchell, 21 minutes. Evan Mobley, 19 minutes. Jared Allen, 24 minutes. Crazy. Off the bench, Schroeder had 12 points. Jalen Tyson, 11 points. Brooklyn got to do better. Next game, the Hawks defeated the Sixers 117-107. Onyeka Okongwu, 8 points, 10 boards, but no blocks. Jalen Johnson, huge, 32-10, with 5 assists, 3 steals, and a block. Tremendous game. Zachary Richardson finally got in double figures. He's been having a lot of letdown games, but 10-7 with a steal and a block. We'll take that. Nickeil Alexander-Walker, 14, 4 assists, 3 boards, 3 steals. And Dyson Daniels with 15-7 with the steal. Off the bench, CJ McCollum, 23-5 with 2 steals and a block. Great game. Jock Landale had 10-7 with a block. For the Sixers, there was no Embiid, but we did have, of course, Tyrese Maxey with 28 points, a steal and a block. Kelly Oubre, 17 points, 3 steals and a block. VJ Ejgun, 20 points, 9 boards, a steal and a block. Unfortunately, he had 6 turnovers. But that's a solid game from the rookie. Drummond started at 10-14 with 2 blocks. It's just weird how sometimes when Embiid is out, Drummond plays. Sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes he gets big minutes. Sometimes he gets little minutes. But when he plays, you know he's going to get at least 10 rebounds. He did that tonight. Quinn Grimes with 14 points and a block off the bench. Adembona, he did play off the bench, but had 9-7 with 4 blocks. You love those blocks. Next game, the Wizards defeated the Pacers 112-105. Jairus Walker had a great game, 19-14 with 7 assists and 2 steals. If he can be consistent with production like this, then you have a player that you have to have on fantasy rosters. But the thing is, he'll do this and then disappear next game. And then show some signs of improvement, disappear again. So hopefully, maybe the second half of the season, things will be looking up a little bit more for Jairus Walker. We hope so. J-Huff, 15-8 with 3 blocks. Love that. Andrew Nembhard, horrible game. Aaron Nesmith, even worse game. And you see why they lost. 2 terrible teams, both with 15 wins. This game was a... Woo! Michael Potter had 14-6 off the bench. Kobe Brown, 12-9 with a block. Talon Peter, 16-5. And, you know, Kobe Brown came over from the Clippers. He started a game already for the Pacers. Had great production in this game. And that could be what's pushing Jairus Walker to play better. It's like, I don't want to lose my spot. So, Kobe Brown can do this on a consistent basis. Jairus Walker's going to have to do what he's doing on a consistent base. For the Wizards, Tristan Vucevic, 12-5 with 5 steals and a block. 5 steals is outrageous. Don't expect that. Keyshawn George only has 6 points and 2 blocks in this one. Very down game, 3-10 from the field. But you got to remember, he is a part of the future for this team. He will be okay. I don't know why it was 19 minutes. If he got injured tonight, I didn't see that yet. So that might be why I was asked the question earlier. But if not, chalk it up to a bad game. He'll be back next game. Because if you drop Keyshawn George, everyone's going to be lining up to pick him up. Bob Carrington, 13 points, 2 steals. Bilal Coulibaly, 12-3 steals. Trey Johnson, 10-6. And it was just a horrible game all around. No one did well on the Wizards. And they still won by 7. It's just crazy times. Crazy times right now. And they had Jaden Hardy had 13 off the bench. Kadari Richmond, 13-5 with 3 assists. And Anthony Gill with 13-8 with a block. And I will say, speaking of that game, you know, the commissioner came out today and said there will be a new tanking policy, that they're going to try to curb policy for tanking next year. So, like, games like that, situations like that are the reason for that, like the obvious tanking. Like, it's okay to tank and sit a guy here or there, but when you're just blatantly doing it, the league's gonna step in, and that's what they're doing. So look out for that possibly next year. But the Pistons defeated the Knicks 126-111. Tobias Harris with a double-double, 11-10 with 5 assists, a steal and a block. Duncan Robinson, 9 points, 3 for 6 from 3. With those threes were beautiful. I saw that was nice. He's got a really nice touch. When he's on a good team, he can hurt you. So look out for that in the playoffs. Paul Reed started again for Isaiah Stewart and Jalen Duren. They're still suspended, of course. 18 points and 7 boards, a steal and 3 blocks for Paul Reed. And he's shown that he can do this when he gets the opportunity. But when everyone's healthy, he gets a lot of DMP. So it's interesting to see. Some guys you think they're not good. They're average players. Why are they on the team? When they're given the opportunity, they can do this. 18 and 7, 3 blocks. Cade Cunningham with the performance of the night. 42 points, 8 boards, 13 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 50% from the field, almost 50% from 3. Tremendous game by Cade Cunningham. That all-star break truly helped a lot of people. Kevin Durant, Cade, they're rested. Second half of the year should be awesome. Asar Thompson, 10 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, and 3 steals. And off the bench, just solid production from everyone. 8 points for Karis, 8 for Danish Jenkins, 9 for Javonte Green, 7 for Ron Holland. For the Knicks, OG Anunoby, 8 points, 4 blocks. Weird game. Terrible shooting, but 4 blocks, you love that. Cat, 21-11 with a steal, 50% from the field. Josh Hart, 11-4-3, down game for him. Mikal Bridges, down game for him. Jalen Brunson showed up with 33.6 boards, 8 assists, 2 steals. Unfortunately, he had 6 turnovers. And off the bench, Landry Shamet, 15 points and a block. And I would like to mention Jeremy Sochan. He was let go by the Spurs. Knicks picked him up off waivers. It was a wonder, is he going to get minutes with his team? He did choose to sign here, I believe. He might have been picked up with waivers, or he signed as a free agent of his own volition. But he did play. He was getting DMPs in San Antonio. So he played 10 minutes in his first game with the Knicks, had 2 points, a steal and a block. Will those minutes increase? We shall see. There's not a lot of bigger depth for this team. You know, they have Mitchell Robinson, who played 19 minutes, has 7 and 6 with 2 steals and a block. But behind OG, who is there? They've been playing the rookie, Muhammad Diawara. So it's possible that Jeremy Sochan is going to take that role behind OG and splitting with Cat and Mitchell Robinson. We'll see. And if you don't know, you maybe listen to us on the NBA Fantasy Today podcast. I am William Harris, a.k.a. William is Bill. This is the Box Score Breakdown, a Sports Ethos presentation presented to you by FanDuel. We recap the games of the night, Monday through Friday. And don't be alarmed. Doc and Brew will still be here coming up next with your full fantasy breakdown of your NBA production. So let's get back to the action. The Toronto Raptors defeated the Bulls 110-101. Brandon Ingram coming off his all-star appearance, 31 points, 8 boards, 6 assists, 2 steals. RJ Barrett, 13-6. Scotty Barnes, a down game off his all-star, 14-9, 5 assists, 2 steals and a block. Really just points wise. Everything else was solid. Colin Murray Boyd started 11-6 with a steal and a block. Quickly, 14-2 steals. Now, you saw Colin Murray Boyd started even with Jakob Poeltl back. Jakob Poeltl played 16 minutes, had 2 points. That was pretty much it. It's good to see him back on the court. He's being ramped up very slowly. Hopefully he's not lost a lot of his game from this back injury. We're not sure. The rest of the season could be rough for Jakob Poeltl, and maybe next year he'll be back to form. But this was a really rough game. But I would think better days are coming, but still the minutes will be limited for a while. And that pushed Sandro to 16 minutes, 7 points in the block. Jacoby Walter did have 14-4 with 3 steals. For the Bulls, Montas Bozelas, terrible game. 4.6 boards, 4 turnovers. You won't see a game much worse than that. 2 of 10 from the field, 0 of 7 from 3. He must have had too much fun on All-Star break. I don't know. Isaac Okoro showed up with 16-5. Jalen Smith was back with 9-10 with 3 steals and a block. That pushed Gershon Yabusele to the bench, had 8-5. Pushed Nick Richards to the bench, 6-5 with the block. Colin Sexton, 11. Trey Jones, 12. Anthony Simons, 20. But the news of the day was Jaden Ivey was a DNP. He had been starting some games. Then it was like, when Giddy gets back, will he be on the bench? Will Simons be on the bench? Sexton has started a game. Jaden Ivey was a DNP, ladies and gentlemen. That's crazy. Especially for a Bulls team going nowhere. That's not what you want to see. They're playing Trey Jones, Yabusele, Nick Richards, Colin Sexton. None of those guys are your future. Jaden Ivey could be. Rob Dillingham had 4 points in 10 minutes, so they didn't really play him that much either. The Bulls are gonna bull. They are addicted to being average, and that's what it is. Spurs defeated the Suns 121-94. For the Suns, Mark Williams had 11-10 with the block. Royce O'Neal, 8-7 with the block. Devin Booker, 9 minutes, 5 points. He must have gotten hurt. I think I saw a red flag beside his name. We had to keep an eye out on that injury. Colin Gillespie, 8-8 assist with a steal. Jalen Green was back, finally. And it sucks because when Jalen Green comes back, then Devin Booker goes out. But Jalen Green, 26 points in 26 minutes. 3 steals. 11-23 from the field. Great all-around game. 3 boards, 2 assists. So, you know, the other numbers are not going to be high with Jalen Green. He's not an assist man, not really a rebound man. And some people you were here listen to recap shows, fantasy shows, and say, oh, he gives you empty stats, empty calories. He's not a good player. All he does is score. Some people's role is just to score. Like, they're not looked at to rebound and do the assist. So you have to factor that in. I hate when people say those guys are not good. Some of them are just doing what they're asked to do. But great to see Jalen Green back with 26 points. Off the bench, also Iguodala, 10-5. And Jordan Goodwin, 10 points, 4 boards. They played everyone. Even Kamal Malawash had 4 points, 6 boards in 8 minutes. For the Spurs, who won, Victor Wembanyama, 17-11 with 5 blocks. De'Aaron Fox, 15-8 assists. Devin Vassell, 12 points. Stephon Castle, 20. 4 assists, 3 steals. Luke Kornet had 10-9 off the bench with the block. Dylan Harper, 17 points off the bench. Next game, the Celtics defeated the Warriors, 121-110. Nemias Keita, 9-6 with 2 steals. He is still starting. So that's important to know. Sam Hauser with his beautiful 3-point shot. 16 points and 5 assists with 3 boards. He went 4 of 5 from 3. Great shooting by Sam. Derek White, 10-5-8 with a steal and 4 blocks. Jaylen Brown with a triple-double. 23 points, 15 boards, 13 assists. Only 2 turnovers. Great game by Jaylen Brown. That's why they won. Baylor Scheinman started 7-5 with a steal. We mentioned Vucevic, 9-5 with a steal and a block. But Peyton Pritchard was the leading scorer in the game, 26 points off the bench with 6 boards, 7 assists, and a steal. And I will say, Hugo Gonzalez was giving them good minutes. When I was watching, he only played 12 minutes, but he had 7 points, 4 boards, and a steal. He was very productive in those 12 minutes. And I can see him being a key part of this team's future. They're just going to have to let him play, you know, more than 12 minutes a game. If he was playing 25, 30 minutes a game, Hugo Gonzalez would be a player we'd be talking about a lot more. For the Warriors, Draymond, 0 points in 19 minutes, 0 of 7 from the field. He talks a lot of junk about people on his podcast, like he's the authority on all things. 0 for 7, 0 for 5 from 3, only 2 rebounds, 3 assists, no steals, no blocks. That is a horrible game by Draymond Green. It doesn't get much worse than that. So will he hold himself accountable? We shall see. And it's one thing to be 0 of 7 from the field, 0 points. but make it up for in rebounds, blocks, hustle plays. No, 2 rebounds, 0 blocks, 0 steals. So Draymond's going to have to step it up. Gui Santos, 17-6 with 2 steals. Anthony Melton, D'Anthony Melton, 18 points and a steal. Moses Moody, 11 points. Pat Central started, 5 and 7 assists with 2 steals. Porzingis was back, ladies and gentlemen. That was a great sight to see. He was out there for 17 minutes. Honestly, like, the look on his face, it was like, I just want to get this over with and not get hurt. You saw no smiles from Porzingis. Even when he got tied up with Peyton Pritchard, Peyton Pritchard was just smiling because they wouldn't let the ball go. Porzingis stone-faced the whole time. I hope he gets his joy back out here. You know, the Warriors, unfortunately, they're not going to win anything this year with Butler hurt. But good to see Porzingis in 17 minutes have 12 points and a block and stay healthy. That's the most important thing. Gary Payton III, 14 points and a steal. Pods, 11-7-6 with the steal and the block. And Will Richard gave him some really nice minutes with 17-5 with a steal and a block. He got the crowd going with his great play tonight. Next game, the Magic defeated the Kings, 131-94. Paolo with 35-6 with a steal and a block. Wendell Carter, like I told you, one of the most disappointing players in the NBA. 2 points. He did have 8 boards and a steal, but 2 points. Oh, Wendell Carter. Desmond Bane was 17-4 with 2 steals and a block. Damon Suggs only 9 points and a block. Anthony Black, 20 and 3 steals. Mo Wagner, 11 points, 2 steals. Tristan Da Silva, 12 points. Javon Carter with 14 points. Jed Howard with 16 huge points in 12 minutes. Love to see that. It was a blowout, so there was garbage time, but I root for Jed Howard. And we got news to the day that Franz Wagner was going to be out for a significant amount of time. That's unfortunate. Get well soon. Speaking of being out for a significant amount of time, Domantas Sabonis was announced he is out for the rest of the year. So if you missed that note, Domantas is out for the rest of the year. That sucks. For the Kings, though, they're trying to lose every game they can. It's not the worst thing for them. They are probably happy about it, just like how Utah is probably happy Jaren Jackson Jr. is sitting out the rest of the season. They get you tanked without purposefully tanking. But get well soon, Sabonis. Precious had 14-9 with 4 steals and 2 blocks. Can he do that every game? Doubt it. But yeah, he has the opportunity with no Sabonis. Keegan Murray with 15-8 with the block. Maxime Renault, 17-14 with the steal. Russ, only 5 points. DeMar DeRozan, 13 and 6 assists. Malik Monk with 14 points. And Devin Carter with 11, 5, and 4 with 3 steals. Nick Clifford played 30 minutes, only had 5 points. That was rough for him. The pickup with the most upside is Maxime Renault. So, you know, I got the question, should you pick up Precious? I mean, Precious is worth being picked up. You just got to be careful who you drop. But also, Maxime Renault is more of a player that's going to be in the works for this team in the future. Precious is not. They're trying to lose. Normally, veterans don't get a lot of run in those type of situations, but we will see. But I can't blame you at all for picking up Precious, but he is not a really good player. He's just getting opportunity. So we'll see what happens. And for the last and final game, there's 4 minutes left in the game. The Nuggets are up on the Clippers 98-96. Cam Johnson has 18 points, 4 boards, 3 assists right now. Jokic only 15, but 16 boards, 6 assists. Jamal Murray, 11-7-6 right now with 2 steals and a block. Julian Strother shooting the lights out with 18 points. And Bruce Brown with 19 points, 5 and 6. For the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard off of his epic All-Star performance. 22 points right now. 1 for 7 from 3. If he had not shot any threes, he'd be killing it. He'd be almost perfect from the field. Only 3 boards and 3 assists, but the points are there. John Collins, 11 and 9 with a steal and 3 blocks. Derrick Jones Jr., 12 points. Brook Lopez and Chris Dunn, not doing anything offensively, but Dunn does have 8 boards and 8 assists with 2 steals. Off the bench, Benedict Mathurin is killing them right now with 32 points, 4 boards, 2 steals, playing like the young man that I projected to be him to be coming out of college. Hopefully he can start over. They need Chris Dunn to start, I guess, because he's a point guard, but Benedict Mathurin should be starting. But they love Derrick Jones Jr.'s defensive capabilities, so they may keep it like this. But hope to see Ben get even more opportunities for the remainder of the season. Now let's go over the players of the night. Kevin Durant had 35 and 8 with 3 blocks. Grant Williams, 20 and 9. Bruce Brown, 19 and 6. Ben Mathurin, 32. James Harden, 16 and 9 with 3 steals. Jalen Johnson, 32 and 10 with 3 steals. Tyrese Maxey, 28. Jairus Walker, 19 and 14 with 7 assists. Cade Cunningham, 42 points, 8 boards, 13 assists. Jalen Brunson, 33 points, 6 boards, 8 assists. Brandon Ingram, 31, 8 and 6. Jalen Green, 26 and 3 steals. Wemby, 17, 11 and 5 blocks. Jaylen Brown, 23, 15, and 13. Paolo Banchero, 30 points, 6 assists. And Maxine Reynal, 17 points, 14 boards. So, you guys, that was another great night of basketball. Let's see if we have any questions coming from the studio. Bank O Stacks said thanks for answering this question about Keyshawn and Precious. Jermaine 34. I keep saying I can't see the unsee the 20 minutes for Vucevic. I keep saying I can't unsee the 20 minutes for Vucevic with the Wizards. Yeah. They don't really love Vucevic. I told you guys. He started but played 17 minutes. You know, he had 5 steals. The field goal percentage was over 50%. But why is he not playing more minutes, especially with no Sar? That's just a thing. The Wizards don't like him. That's all I can say. But, tomorrow we'll have Tim Woodson to recap Friday's games. Thank you all again for listening to the Box Score Breakdown presented to you by FanDuel. Follow me on Twitter at WilliamNizBill. Follow at SportsEthos. And follow at Ethos Fantasy NBA. Thank you all for your questions, watching, viewership, like, subscribe, all that good stuff to the Box Score Breakdown. And until next time, I'm out of here, guys. Peace.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.